Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to another edition of the podcast. So glad you could join us. You know, I want to give you a free gift before we get started with the show. If you like the show and the content, or you just want to learn more about men's fashion and etiquette and lifestyle, things like that, jump on the website, thelifeofagent.com. Get the free ebook or audiobook of The Life of a Gentleman. That's a book I wrote about 5 years ago or so, and it definitely outlines some great ideas for definitely stepping up classic style and things like entrepreneurship, things like applying for job interviews, how to save money, how to get your credit game stepped up in the right direction, just so you can be an all-around gentleman. That's our gift to you just for checking out the show. We want to say thank you to you. And today's show is absolutely amazing. Definitely think you're going to enjoy it. We have a couple special guests. One is a full-time entrepreneur. This young lady has done so much. She is really killing it online on Instagram and also with her businesses that she has. Sonia Kilji will be joining us. She is a 24/7 entrepreneur through and through. We'll be speaking with her. She will definitely motivate and inspire you. Also, we will be having on another special guest, and I'm so excited to have this gentleman on. His name is Mark. He's from People's Choice Beef Jerky, and I had the pleasure of trying their beef jerky. It is the most flavorful beef jerky you've ever had. All natural, no preservatives, things like this. I mean, it is great. And here's the kicker. They are going on, I believe, 4 generations now. So if I have this right, his great-grandfather started the business. It's still going today. That's an inspiration. That's entrepreneurial goals that we all want to have. If you're in this arena of having your own business, the joy that you have to pass that business down from generation to generation. And now Mark is doing it. He's running the company. He's working with his kids. And who knows, after that, maybe his grandkids. I mean, this is just an awesome company. A first-class guy that you can learn so much from, especially if you're interested in developing your own business. Also, Dennis will be in. We'll be talking shopping, so you can get some tips on how to save money on the best fashions this time of year. I'm going to stop talking. Guys, I'm so excited to get into it. Let's go.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, if you're like me, you want a good snack. And you know, sometimes you don't know what to get. Go to the gas station and maybe you run inside and you're looking around for something, but you know what? Let's step our snack game up, guys. Why don't we do that? And today, we have help. We have somebody on the line that knows a lot about one of my favorite snacks, which is beef jerky. So I am happy to welcome to the show Mark from People's Choice Beef Jerky. Welcome.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Glad that we could connect with you. You know, as I mentioned in the beginning, I love beef jerky. I'm really a fan of it. And when I saw your company online, I thought I had to reach out because you guys have been doing this for so long. And I don't know if you realize, on our show, we interview business owners, and usually the businesses are 3, 4, 5 years old. Now, I would love for you to tell people about People's Choice Beef Jerky and how long you all have been in this business space.
Well, it goes back a long, long ways, you know. It's pretty interesting. It's a great story in terms of, I'm the third generation, and my son, who's just come on board about 4 years ago, is actually the fourth generation, along with my daughter. And my grandfather started the business in 1929, about a couple miles away from our current location. He actually built this building in 1939, with my dad coming on board in 1950. So that was the second generation. I came on board in the late 70s after graduating from college. Basically, I've been here a long time. almost 40 years, believe it or not. And the interesting thing was, we're still in the same building, same location. It's changed over the years in terms of the dynamic of our business, being more into food, snacks with the beef jerky. It's a great, great heritage. We believe in a lot of family. Everything about family is really important to us, and we try to personify that by what we produce in our beef jerky. So anyway, now my son's aboard, my daughter's on board, and it's like a really family affair, which makes me very excited. And more importantly, you know, my wife and I are very, very happy because we have our kids here working with us, which makes it great. So anyway.
Yeah, that is amazing to have that kind of rich history, and really a blessing to have your kids working with you. You know, I started a business a few years back, and my young kids are helping me now. And I can only hope that years down the road, we still have the business going and that they can continue to assist if that's what they want to do. That's really a beautiful story. You know, it sounds like then you would be an expert in beef jerky then, right?
Well, you know, I've been around it my whole life, even when I was a kid coming down here with my dad. And yeah, I would say I've learned a lot over the years from my dad. And actually, my grandfather, I was here during school time when he was actually here. So it's great. I had, you know, my grandfather and my dad to kind of learn from. And I always had an interest in it because it's something that is pretty unique. And it's like, it's really funny. It's like, you know, we travel, we go places, and it'll come up because, you know, I'm involved with the beef jerky company. And people love beef jerky. And so kind of the things that we've done over the years as we've changed and try to modernize, but at the same time keeping the same tradition, when my son came on board, we really have now introduced a lot of really interesting flavors. We've basically changed a lot of the type of meat we've used to give different styles, different textures. And everything we do, which is kind of unique, is that it's all hands-on. We do have machinery. We do have big machinery. But basically, everything that goes into the machinery is hand-done. So what I'm saying by that is we buy beef, everything we buy locally. So basically, we source all our beef from the United States. We don't use anything imported. We just feel like it's kind of in our best interest and what we want to kind of try to pursue using American-made products. So all the beef we buy is from the United States. And basically, when you make beef jerky, there's a couple tricks of the trade here. Basically, because of what you want to produce in terms of the leanness of the meat, you have to start off with a good lean piece of meat. You can't have a lot of marbling, you can't have a lot of fat, because basically you have to dry it, you have to dehydrate the meat. So without getting really into it, or I don't want to bore anybody, but it's kind of a process. And so you start off with lean meat, lean beef. You basically have to slice it. Once it's been sliced, we have what's kind of an interesting machine that it goes into, and it's called a vacuum tumbler. And the interesting thing about a vacuum tumbler, this is kind of cool, and it's like a big cement mixer, so to speak. But what it does is you put, let's say, your marinade in, okay? You put your seasonings in, then you put your beef in. You close it. It's basically under vacuum. And what this vacuum does, Richard, it's pretty cool. It basically opens up all the tissue of the meat. So all the seasoning and marinade gets internal. It gets into the meat. Instead of having to soak up, you know, like if you're at home, right, and you're cooking, yeah, and you're, you know, you may want a barbecue or something, so you soak something in, you know, whatever seasoning or sauce you have. It takes a long time to really soak in. Well, a vacuum tumbler, it expedites that process. So it's really quick. It takes about a half hour. After a half hour, you empty the chamber, and this meat is completely marinated. And then from there, it goes on to screens. Now, those are all hand-done. Everybody takes meat, and they pan-lay it on screens. And then from that, it goes into a big truck. And then it has trays, and it goes on this big truck. And then we load it into our oven. So it's a really, really labor-intensive product and process as well. And so basically, the shrinkage is, you know, what people will say, why is beef jerky so expensive? Well, using really good quality meat, but at the same time, the dehydration can be anywhere from 2.5 to 3 to 1. So for instance, if you were to start off with 10 pounds of meat, you'd probably get about 3 pounds finished product. Because of dehydration, you know, you're basically drying it out, it gets expensive because your yields aren't as good as you would like them to be. So anyway, temperatures are important. You need, we cook at about 180 degrees. And again, it depends on how thick the product is. It can be anywhere from 4 millimeters to all the way up to 8 millimeters. So obviously, the thinner, the quicker it cooks, the thicker, the longer it cooks. But we monitor everything we have to, you know, through USDA, we're federally inspected, you know, we're HACCP. And so with all those parameters, we basically know exactly how long it's going to take, at what temperature, to get the best desired product. Kind of in a nutshell, that's kind of how it works. So.
No, thank you for that. That is interesting. You know, people love to hear how things are made and the process behind it. I know I like that myself, and to hear that from you is really cool. Now, you did touch on some new flavors and things like that, and I'm curious to know, you know, what flavors do you all offer, and what are some of the new and popular flavors that you have out there?
I think it's the keto craze, you know, the protein. For some reason, it's really taken over, Richard. It's crazy. It's like, and I think because people are becoming a lot more health conscious. Kind of interesting thing how things have changed in the beef jerky business. I've seen that because I've been in it so long. I think what's evolved is the hands-on, handmade, basically a higher quality of product, because people now, they want, you know, a healthier, more sustainable beef jerky that has a lot of protein, either no sugar or very little sugar. It's just more fulfilling. And the thing which is kind of interesting is what we found in flavors is our basic original flavor has no sugar. It's gluten-free. It basically is super high in protein. Without looking at the package, I believe it's 16 grams per ounce. So if you're, you know, for 1 ounce, that's a lot of protein. And the fact that it has no sugar is really, really a real positive for people. And, you know, like if you're dieting or if you, you know, you want a super low carbohydrate, you know, or you want to stay away, this is a perfect, kind of perfect snack, you know. And this is really cool. This is kind of interesting. For some reason, if you really look at a lot of products out there, you'll see with beef jerky, one thing to always look for is the healthier beef jerkies will have a lot more limited seasoning and spices, yada, yada, yada. Meaning that with our, like, regular original flavor of beef jerky, if you look at the ingredient statement, it's very small. It's simple. I mean, it's, you know, salt, pepper, maybe some garlic, onion powder. I mean, it's really simple, which means that when you get the finished product, it's like almost all meat. I mean, there's not a lot of, there's no sugar, there's no sauces, there's nothing that basically gives you anything but a healthy product. Now, if you want, not, you know, kind of trying to get away from the healthy, but let's just say, for instance, we do an orange honey teriyaki.
Yeah, that sounds
good. We do a sweet chili habanero. But of course, how do you get those flavors, okay? You can't get them unless you put some type of marinade in, some type of seasoning in to bring those flavor profiles out. Now, for instance, they do have to have some sugar because you got to get the sweetness. You got to get that flavor. Now, again, you know, you don't have to use, you know, bad ingredients. We use nothing but quality, high quality ingredients. But to get those types of flavors, obviously you have to add certain elements to get those. We do a garlic ginger. We do a sriracha. Sriracha has been very, very popular. You know, Hoi Fong, we use their sriracha sauce. They were the original ones out in our neck of the woods, actually, and it's wonderful sauce. And again, everything we use, we really try to buy the best ingredients and the best marinades that we can. Because if you're going to make a quality product, you know, it's like baking a cake. You can't buy bad ingredients if you want to make a good cake.
Yeah,
same
that's
with
true.
Beef jerky. You really can't, Richard. It's true. I mean, you get what you put in there. You know, you really, really do. So on our end, it's so important that when we buy products and stuff, that they have to be, you know, really high quality to get that end result. We're doing this cowboy pepper now that's, oh my gosh, I think it's to die for. And again, it's kind of cool. So my son and my plant manager and I will sit down and we'll come up with some, you know, funky flavors. I mean, we'll try a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And it probably takes at least two or three, if not more, samplings to really try to get a flavor that we really like and say, okay, we're going to put that out there. Because it's just not about just putting more product out there. It's like giving people choices, but good choices, whether it be healthy or flavorful choices. And we really, really try to take our time. We're doing this one. It's amazing, Richard. It's for the holidays, and it's a maple brown sugar beef jerky.
Oh, man, I'm
sold. Now, again, it has brown sugar in it, but
yeah,
it basically tastes like, I mean, like, you know, like if mom was making pancakes and you put syrup on them, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, it's delicious. And it's a holiday flavor. And we had people, like, last year we came out with it after the holidays were over. Oh, we want to buy that. And so my son said, well, it's for the holidays. You got to wait for the next holiday. So it's just kind of fun, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, we have a lot of different flavors. You know, we use good quality products. So hopefully, you know, people see that and appreciate that and, you know, see what we're trying to do here. You know, we're not trying to be big. We're not trying to be this huge conglomerate. You know, I always tell my kids, you know what? It's great to be simple. It's great to fly under the radar, so to speak, but
yeah,
deliver quality products. And you know what? One thing I've tried to instill in my kids, and I'm sure you do that with your kids too, is every customer is important to us. Every customer, not just the big ones, not just, you know, that's how you build a business. And to me, I have people coming in here that have been buying jerky for 30 years. And that kind of what makes it for me, Richard, honestly, is just to know people come back. Oh, I know your dad. I remember your dad and blah, blah, you know, to be that lucky. I'm very, very thankful and, you know, I'm blessed. But it's just customers are our life support, so to speak. And without good customers, or without customers that are loyal, you know, what would we have? We wouldn't have much. So anyway.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And, you know, speaking of customers, I'm wondering, you know, people are listening from all around the country, different parts of the world, and I'm sure they want to make an order. And from what I understand, you have some options for them. You can also get the jerky delivered on a monthly basis. Is that correct? Can you tell us how that works?
Yeah, one of the things we've kind of put into play here, which is kind of easy and kind of simple, but we have our website, you know, peopleschoicebeefjerky.com, and, you know, you can go on there. We also offer our products on Amazon, but more importantly, when you go to our website, you know, you can buy it, try it, do whatever you want. We even offer free shipping. I believe it's over $85, you get free shipping. We try to get product out ASAP, you know, within a day or two, just depending on our, you know, how much inventory we have, because we make it daily. I mean, we don't make stuff and then you get it 3 weeks later. We don't make product and then you're going to get a month old product. No, we make it and it goes out. But if you choose to have a recurring delivery, which is kind of cool, you can do it basically once a month, once every 3 months. You can set it up so that if you like a certain flavor or if you want to try different flavors, you can get it delivered right to you on whatever basis you choose, you know. So it's just something that makes it simple, and we have quite a few people that do that now, and they don't have to worry about going in and, you know, ordering stuff every month, and then they have it on hand and they never have to worry. So it makes it quite easy. We love feedback from people. We get a lot of feedback from people, both good and bad, you know, and that's what makes it, you know. You take the good and appreciate it, and if somebody has a comment that maybe it was different or they, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to be honest. It's just that makes you better.
Sure.
So, you know, we're always trying to improve. We're always trying to give customers exactly what they want. So we've had, you know, great success through our website, you know, through the internet. And we've reached out to a lot of people. I mean, we've shipped stuff Oh God, Richard, I mean, we have all over the country, which is super cool. You know, New York, you know, Florida, I mean, you know, up in your neck of the woods, up north, Michigan, you know, Illinois, and then we go, you know, to Hawaii with a lot of stuff. And so, you know, it's, that's what makes it kind of cool. And, you know, to get orders from people from all over the country is just kind of neat. And, you know, when you see recurring orders, that's also awesome. And we get nice comments most of the time. So, you know what? It's been a new experience for me, you know, like I was telling you, I'm kind of, you know, the old dinosaur here with my kids kind of taking over with the social media end of it. But, I mean, I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot. So it's just, it's been an eye-opener for me, and the connections and relationships we're making is just, it's awesome, you know. And I'm just very excited, as you can tell.
And yeah,
very
definitely.
Thankful.
And you know what? We appreciate that, because you should be excited. I mean, you guys have an awesome product, a great business model, and working with your kids is just the icing on the cake, or the flavor on the beef jerky, however you want to look at it. And you know what? I just want to encourage everybody who's listening, make sure you go on the website, and they have a lot of cool videos on there that you can watch and learn about the process and learn about the company and the history of the business. So again, guys, definitely support this company. It's People's Choice Beef Jerky. And Mark, we want to certainly thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us on the podcast. I really enjoyed this discussion.
Yeah, it was great, Richard. Anytime we can get into certain processes or certain things, I would love to do it. You're quite the gentleman, very, very nice. I appreciate your time and you reaching out to us to say hello, and I'm honored to be on your show and to do this podcast. I really am. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. The pleasure was mine as well. Hey, Darius, how's it going, man?
Going great. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, it's that time of year where, you know, you start upgrading different accessories and things like that. I just wanted to let you know about this wallet I came across. It's actually available on Amazon. Are you an Amazon shopper?
I am, absolutely.
Yeah, well, this is something you want to check out. You can get this through Amazon, and if you have Prime, it comes to you in 2 days. It's a wallet. It's called Avima. I don't know if you heard of it. It's A-V-I-M-A. And the great thing about this wallet by Avima is it has RFID blocking capabilities, which means when you're out about at the mall and some guy's trying to get your credit card numbers electronically, the way that thieves do these years, the cyber attacks, you're able to protect your credit card information, man. So not only is it nice, it's safe, keeps your information protected. I know you got about $1 million you got to protect, so.
Well, I think, too, what's most important also is I have a buddy of mine that had his ID taken, and it was painful for him to get it back.
Yeah, so having a wallet like this, I mean, it's really to our advantage. That's why I'm going to pick one up, because you hear a lot of cyber attack stuff going on. I don't want that to happen to me, but also I'm kind of particular when it comes to my wallet. I want something that's compact and slim, and this Avima wallet, it really fits the bill, so to speak.
Absolutely. Well, I'm definitely going to check it out then.
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's only $19.95. Like I said, if you have Prime, you know, the shipping's free, comes to you in 2 days, but it's $19.95. They also have free returns, and it's a new brand. It's got a really sleek look to it. It's got a flip out for your ID, and you can fit all your bills in there. But the thing about it is, you know, we've talked in the past on the show about wallets. You don't want it to be all big and bulky, so when you sit on it, it hurts. And this one's not like that. And so that's why I wanted to tell you about it, because it's pretty sleek. It comes in a nice black leather. This leather comes from the Napa Valley. So, I mean, this is really a premium product that I thought you would enjoy. I mean, you're a guy with good taste. So I'm kind of just reaching out, telling all my friends about it.
No, I definitely am going to check this out. And I definitely appreciate it, because that's going to be very helpful.
Yeah. So just one more time, man. Let me just tell you. It's A-V-I-M-A, Deluxe Advanced Technology RFID Blocking Wallet. Just jump on Amazon, type in Avima wallet, and it's going to come up. Definitely check it out. I mean, I'm getting one. I think I'm going to get my dad one. It makes a great gift. Everybody's got to stay safe these days, because you got these creeps out there. They can just walk past you in the mall, get your ID just by scanning your wallet. And if you're not protected with this RFID technology, you could be a victim like your friend.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to check it out this evening. Thank you. I appreciate this.
No problem. Hey, thank Avima. Avima wallets, man. They really got something good going.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the Style Tip of the Week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
How you doing, guys? Welcome to another episode of Style Tip of the Week. I'm Dennis, and today we're going to be discussing something that's going on right now, which is holiday shopping. Now, when you think about holiday shopping, you think of crazy lines, madness in the malls. So I'm going to give you a few tips to kind of, you know, make it a smooth transition. First off, you must look for sales, and you must not shop at the first store you see. Try to get to the mall real early. If not, just try to shop on the weekdays if possible. Because once the weekend comes, you're not going to be able to find parking. The lines are going to be ridiculous. The stores are going to be a mess. First thing you got to do is find items that you need, which is top coats and sweaters. Like we discussed in the last episode, turtlenecks, crewneck sweaters, winter coats, all that good stuff. And then you can move on to shoes, you know, athletic wear, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Now, Rich, let me ask you a question. How do you go about shopping the holiday season?
Well, you know, I'm a big online shopper, so a lot of stuff that I pick up is going to be online. Especially, I like to get accessories online. They always run a lot of specials on clearance, and so that's when I go in and clean up, find things that I like, and you know, add a scarf, add some gloves, pocket squares, things like that. Really just load up on the deals. I check my inbox every day for the email offers that they give. I like the convenience of shopping online, so I avoid people as much as possible.
Yeah, like Rich said, you know, sometimes it's better to shop online. One thing you have to make sure that store doesn't accept online returns, because the last thing you want to be doing is going to the UPS to, you know, return something and have to pay for the shipping fee. So make sure that there's a store that you can return items to just in case they don't fit.
Yeah, that's a good point. I always make sure I check to see if they have free shipping, and most of the times they do. And it's real simple. They send you the prepaid label. You just slap it on the box. If it doesn't work out, send it back. I just did that with some pants. They didn't work out. So I tried out about 3 different brands. 2 of them didn't work. 1 did. It only took about 3 days to get to me. So I found what I did want and went back on the site and reordered more that were a perfect fit. So, you know, online shopping can work. You got to be smart. But if you want to avoid lines, you know, do what I do. But getting there early and shopping during the week, those were great tips, Dennis.
Yeah, now the thing that people don't know, Rich, is check this out, man. People think that all the best deals come on Black Friday. No, they do not. 2 weeks before Christmas is the best time to shop. Number one, there's friends and family going to every store. So whatever store you go to, they're going to have an extra 30-40% off on top of whatever discount they're offering. That does not happen on Black Friday. So guys, don't think Black Friday is the day that you have to spend all your money. This time, a week or 2 weeks before Christmas, is the busiest time of the year and best time to shop.
Yeah, that's a great point. Right then at that time, they're trying to liquidate everything out of their system so they can start fresh in the new year. And they're pretty much giving stuff away as it gets closer and closer to the new year.
So guys, let us know, you know, what great deals, what great finds were you able to find. You know, email it to the show, or if you catch us on Instagram, myself, Dennis_Styles, just, you know, DM me, send me a message, and let me know what you guys got for this Christmas time.
All right, Dennis, we appreciate it. Looking forward to your tip next week. Let's dive deeper into fashion. We love these tips.
All right, man. Enjoy the holiday shopping, guys.
Hello gentlemen, Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, SEASON. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus 4 matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, SEASON, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. And today we are joined on the line by somebody that I connected with on Instagram. you are going to be so inspired and motivated by today's guest. We have on the line Sonia Kilji. She is a serial entrepreneur, and I can't wait for her to tell us a little bit more about her story. How's it going today?
It's going great. Thank you so much. I'm truly appreciate being part of it.
Yeah, we are so glad to have you on. You know, if you want, go ahead and give us a little background about you and your business ventures, if you'd like.
Sure. So my name is Sonia Kilji, and you can find me on Instagram at Sonia Kilji. I am a motivational blogger, but not just motivation. I would say self-help blogger. I am an addict when it comes to going through different nonfiction books and bettering myself, psychology, and I love to share that. My 9-to-5, you can call it, it's not actually a 9-to-5, it's more like a 24/7, and I run a few different businesses, primarily in Texas. So I've got preschools here, I'm getting into some healthcare clinics and startups, and I also had an e-commerce business called Bumble Brain Box. So I have a couple different industries I'm involved in. I have been doing business since 2013 when I graduated, and I really can't imagine doing anything else. So I'm all about entrepreneurship and self-development.
Wow, it sounds like you have a full schedule and an action-packed life, and you jumped into it right after college. So how do you handle this busy schedule? How do you juggle all this?
So I think what I have learned entrepreneurship is that you have to be prepared for it not to be balanced. I mean, being in a startup is like, you have to make it your obsession. You have to make it like your whole life, because it will become that. So if you're not obsessed with it, don't go into it, because it's not going to be something that just 8 or 9 hours a day. It's going to be probably a lot more than that. Eventually, however, what you want to do is create system and find the right people to take over you. Because if you're working in your business, you can't work on it. So in the beginning, of course, you're going to be obsessed. You're going to be all in. You're going to be completely off balance. You're going to be working so hard. But once you get it to a certain point, then you want to hire the right people. You want to put the right systems in place. You want to have the right training, accountability, checks and balances to make sure they can run it for you, even if you were to disappear. So that's kind of the, I guess, secret of balancing it all.
Oh, that's great advice that you just gave. You know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because lately we've been having a series on the show about entrepreneurship. And so you're fitting in the role of an educator quite nicely on today's episode. So we wanted to ask you, starting these businesses, what have been some of the benefits for you?
I think you just learn so much when you start a business that even if it succeeds or fails, it's not technically a failure, because you get so much education out of it. I mean, no one really ever goes to college and says, or high school or whatever, and says, I regret the education that I received, right? So I kind of see starting a business the same way. You can't regret the amount of education that you receive from it. I've been pretty blessed so far with the businesses I've started. I didn't feel like the startup process was as difficult. It's the scale process. The startup process for me is just extremely exciting. It's once you get to the middle, it's like once the excitement fades and it's just a straight hustle and you're getting challenges all day, every day, and you have to grind through it. That's the part that gets a little trickier. But the start for me, the amount of education, the amount of excitement in it, that's something that I feed off of.
Yeah, I like that. You're always learning something no matter what. If there's an obstacle or if there's success, hey, you're constantly learning. One thing I noticed about you, though, is you're doing a lot of different things. You know, you have your businesses, but then you're also doing some things with motivational messages. That's how I came across you. And I'm wondering, where does that come from? Is that something inside of you that you feel that you need to give back to the world?
So for me, the motivational, the self-development stuff, it was really when I started looking at all of the challenges that entrepreneurs face, all of the things that, you know, the grind, the hustle, every single day, the issues that you go into. I felt alone when I was an entrepreneur, and I was going online and I was listening to all kinds of stuff to try and get through it. But what I found is when I blogged all day, every day, it was making me motivate myself, even, if that makes sense. So eventually I started blogging for myself more than for anyone else, because I was really, really feeling inspired by myself. So that's why I really got started doing it. I do feel the need to give out to others as well too, so not just myself, but eventually what ended up happening was the more I started putting things out, people started messaging me about, wow, your video really helped change my life, or wow, you know, you really inspired me to look into this, or wow, you know, I never thought about it this way. And I started feeding off of those messages a lot more, because I realized when I started putting like actual tangible content out there for people, actual practical content out there for people, and it changed their lives, it's even way more rewarding than running a business, I think, because you can see the impact that you have like so profoundly. So definitely feeding off of that. And I think it's really interesting for every entrepreneur to explore, and not just the entrepreneur, no matter what you do in life, but I think an online platform, a voice, putting your thoughts and your feelings and your practicality out there, I think it's really interesting, exciting, because it all helps leave a legacy eventually. Because I really think about like, okay, what about like when I pass away, what's going to be left? And if my voice can be somehow immortalized online, that would be really, really interesting.
Man, I never thought about it that way, that even when you're gone, those messages still live on. The thing about these messages is that there's a lot of people who have great information inside of them or could inspire others, but sometimes they're a little nervous to step out and give that message, especially on video. Was that a challenge for you, and how can we overcome that?
Yeah, video can be a little tricky, right? Because you gotta look at your face, and you know, for me, I realized I just started doing video. I actually just started 1 month ago, and I didn't realize how much fun I would have with it. In the beginning, there was definitely some feelings of, okay, I feel a little awkward, or hey, I don't know if, you know, my face looks good, my hair looks good. And then I realized, you know what, it doesn't matter, because if the information I'm putting out there is valuable, then if my hair is slightly off or if my makeup's slightly off, it's not gonna be the end of the world. I just kind of have to get over that self-consciousness. And some of my strongest videos have just been in t-shirt and actually pajamas. Like, no one even realized I was wearing pajamas. And I kind of got over the fact that, oh, you don't have to look perfect. Just do it. Just talk. Take a couple takes. It's okay if you mess up. You're going to get it eventually. And I do really short content as well, too. So a lot of my videos on Instagram are 60-second bite-sized, because people just don't have long attention spans anymore. We're just really oversaturated, I think, with just the amount of content available online anyway, and things vying for our attention. So I like to keep it really short. And if you think about it, making a 60-second video, I mean, it's really, really actually quite simple. I mean, on average, I would say editing time takes me about 30, 40 minutes and I'm done. Sometimes it can even take up to like 20, 30 minutes. So, I mean, it's pretty, pretty solid. And the impact that video makes over like motivational quotes or just an article, it's really interesting to see how people have responded to hearing me talk or seeing me talk about something versus just reading something.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I find myself being drawn to videos also. And you're right, the shorter videos are a little bit better too, because we're always on the go, so you don't have time to maybe listen to an 8-minute speech from someone or, you know, a half hour lecture. But those little sessions there, you can jam pack in a lot of great information that can kind of uplift somebody's spirits.
You can, and you know what? I would have to say this too. I didn't realize how many people out there are just looking for someone to talk to them. You know, just someone to listen to them about something small. I mean, ever since I started putting my videos out there, I've gotten so many messages from people who have like contemplated suicide or contemplated starting their own business or just going through something rough and just wanted someone that they could talk to. And it's just been really interesting the amount of friends I've made online. I mean, even just that's how we met, right? And here we are on this podcast together, and it's just a beauty. You know, who knows, one day maybe we might be collaborating on a bigger project, a business. We may hang out one day in a city. Who knows what could happen, right? And it's beautiful, because some of the people that I meet online are actually become better friends with me than people that I've known my entire life. And it's just, that's the power of social media done right.
Yeah, I like that. Social media done right. You brought out so many good points. And the connections that you make online, I think about that myself. I've made quite a few, and you know, they have been lasting when you have the chance to meet up with somebody and really connect. I think it's nice when you find people with like minds. And that's what we're trying to do on our show, is to get everybody to think about not only just being a gentleman, but not just dressing nice, but taking themselves to the next level. And a lot of that starts on the inside with your mentality and how you think. So We appreciate the messages that you're putting out there and also inspiring us with the business aspect too. So what advice would you give to somebody who is, you know, right now been listening to the show for a while, they're on the fence about starting a business? What would you tell them to kind of tip them over the edge?
Well, you know, I don't want to tip anyone over the edge who doesn't want to be tipped over. That's the first thing.
Ooh, good.
A business is not easy. See, the thing is, entrepreneurship has become really sexy almost, right? Like, back, people want to be, you know, all kinds of celebrities and whatnot. A lot of people, it's like the age of entrepreneurship. Everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. And it's become really glamorized, especially on Instagram with images of private jets and money and all of that. And the thing is, that is not the reality. And if you have a private jet, chances are you're using it to fly on like 100 million business trips, and that gets exhausting too. So it's not glamorous. And if you're just doing it for the money, you're just going to find yourself feeling pretty empty pretty quickly. At least that's my 2 cents on it. So if you don't want to be tipped over, but you just think entrepreneurship's really sexy and you want money in private jets, don't do it, please. However, if you want to work for yourself and work on building your dream instead of building someone else's dream, if you want your effort to have a direct correlation on your life success, if you want to actually be wealthy, if you want to build a dream, leave legacy, any of those boxes, if you want to check those off, entrepreneurship is a great way to do that. And again, one thing I would do to tip people over who are thinking about entrepreneurship is it really has never been easier. If you think about the internet and how it facilitates us, I mean, one of my businesses, Bumble Brain Box, I started it out with $10,000, which, I mean, come on, if you work for anyone for a year, you can, you know, if you're smart, you can save $10,000 up, and I 10x'd that in 1 year. So, I mean, the thing is, you can start a business online in very little money, and 10,000 was splurging a little bit. I mean, I could have done it in like 6-7, okay? So, I mean, you can start an online business with like next to nothing. Corporate social media for drive very cheap traffic to your website. You can leverage influencers for cheap traffic as well too, versus having to pay all this money out to celebrities, and you can get a business off the ground with very little money. So if anyone is thinking about it, definitely right now it's a gold mine right now.
Yeah, you know, you made some great points, especially if somebody doesn't want to be tipped, we don't want to push them into it. But there's a lot of people that are just nervous. You know, they have a lot of self-doubt. They don't think they can do it. And that can really slow down your progress, because I think what you have to do is listen to messages like this or other motivational messages online that you can find, or read books about it. But definitely, like you're saying, there's a lot of benefits to it as well. So thanks for bringing those out also.
Yeah, definitely two-sided. And you know what? That's why I blog. Because like I mentioned to you, the motivation I put out there comes right back at me. And I was finding that there were times in entrepreneurship where I just felt, man, like crushed. And blogging helped me to rise back up in my lowest moments. And it was me trying to exude positivity and energy that came back at me. And really what it comes down to is not just motivation, but mental toughness, right? I think that's the key to anyone in an entrepreneurial or leadership position. You have to have tenacity and mental toughness, because it is not easy. Entrepreneurship truly feels like you are rising up, and your back's going to be pushed up against the wall every day, and you're going to be in challenges and things every single day, and you're going to have to find a way to overcome them. And so that's where having that kind of mentality really, really does benefit.
Yeah, I like that. The thing that stuck out to me was mental toughness. Man, it is sometimes a challenge. Like you said, entrepreneurship has been made sexy in the past few years, especially online. You know, everybody looks like it's just so glamorous. But you're right. There are a lot of hurdles, but you can overcome them, and you can come out, you know, victorious, if you will. We've heard a lot about your blog. Now, before you go, you have to tell us, how can we check it out?
So right now, I'm all over social media at Sonia Kilgee, whether you want to find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We'll be launching a brand new site within the month, so revamping that, and I'm going to be focusing a lot more on video content, so Instagram, YouTube primarily, and that's where I'm going to be really summarizing a lot of self-help books. I just talked about, like, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I talked about how to win friends and influence people, some of the really big ones. And the thing is that we don't often have the time to sit down and read a self-help book every week, right? But the thing is, when you really dissect a self-help book, there's really core principles, very core values in there, just key teachings, key takeaways. And so if I can extract that for you and show you practical applicability, especially in my own businesses, and show you how it looks like in a real-world view, I think it's going to make a lot of sense to people, especially if it's summed up in short 60-second snippets and things of that sort. So I'm extremely excited about that. And again, that's just at Sanya, S-A-N-I-A, Kilje, K-H-I-L-J-E-E.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll definitely have a link to that in the show notes where people can go directly there and find you. We want to extend an invitation to have you come back on in the future and talk a little bit more about entrepreneurship if you'd like to.
Definitely. And for any of the viewers of this podcast, if you have questions about how to start a business, you're starting your first business, you needed some advice, anything like that, first off, I commend you because it's extremely an exciting process. But number two, don't be afraid to reach out to anybody, whether that be on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, email. You know what? You can get responses back from entrepreneurs that are world-renowned with millions of followers. I've been surprised to see some of the people I can get connected with. So network is your net worth. I've heard that quote a million times. I love it. So I really want people to reach out to me, reach out to other people, especially when you're starting something. Don't go it alone.
Great advice. And look, hey, we networked and look where we're at now. We're having a great discussion on a podcast and look forward to connecting with you more down the road. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a great honor.
Now it's time for the Business Minute. He started working in his family business when he was 15 years old, started a swanky coffee shop in his early 20s. Branched off into real estate, owns a commercial cleaning business, and is an entrepreneur through and through. Darius, what gems can you drop today?
Well, today I wanted to talk about keeping a clear mind in business, keeping a clear head. You know, sometimes we get so cluttered with a lot of extra stuff, unnecessary things that we want to think about or get into, especially even drinking or smoking and all that kind of stuff. If you are in business, you've got to keep a clear head.
Yeah, that's true, man. There's so many distractions. So how do you do that? How do you stay focused and not go off the track, so to speak?
Well, I would suggest, I've talked about this before on the show, but just keep good reading material. Keep focused on your goals. Know what you're going to be up to the next couple days, weeks, months, years. And just keep that as your focus. And don't worry about social media or getting distracted with clutter of life, as I like to call it, and just stay on your goals.
Yeah, but you know, you say that like it's just so easy. I mean, I saw a statistic, it was mind-blowing, about the amount of times per day people check their social media. It was in the hundreds, man. So I mean, if that's the norm, how do we kind of cut down on that and maybe only look at our Instagram account or Twitter 50 times a day?
Well, what I would suggest, especially with, say, Facebook, is take the app off your phone for a day, or for those moments that you need to stay busy in business, or the Twitter app, just take it off your phone so that way you can stay focused and then turn it back on later in the day or when it's more appropriate.
Oh, that's a good tip right there. Let's hear a couple more, man. I'm interested because this is something I need to work on myself. I get distracted sometimes.
Well, the other thing I would suggest is when you write a list out of the things you need to do, you're going to focus on that list more than anything else. So when you write out, say, 5 things you have to get done for your business, make sure those 5 things get done. And a lot of times that's helped me, where I'm like, okay, I've got this list and I have to get through it.
Yeah, no, definitely. That is good. I like to write mine out. Actually, I have a little notebook I carry around and write down the goals for probably about a week, but knowing that I'm not going to get to them all. So then I just update it the next week and move the ones that I didn't get to the top of the list. Or, you know, if there's some other ones to jump ahead of that, I got to do that too. So I like the list one. That's a great tip.
Absolutely. Like I said before, it's really helped me stay focused and just realize I have to get this done and I don't have time for any distractions. So like I said, in business, you just have to keep a clear head.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We were talking just a little while ago. I was letting you know about that Avima wallet, and you were mentioning your buddy who got sidetracked. I know he runs a business. I think your buddy there, he had a multi-million dollar business going on. I mean, he's talking about buying buildings in Detroit and everything. But when he lost his wallet, or the information got swiped from his wallet, man, that had to be a pain. That had to be a big distraction. I was thinking, you know, one way we could stay focused, just something little, is pick up that Avima wallet I was telling you about, you know, right there on Amazon. And that'll really help, because that's a nightmare. I lost my wallet for a day or two, and I was panicking. I ended up shutting off some of my cards. And that was a nightmare in itself, just having to go back and update all my accounts with the new card information. So that threw me off, set me back a couple days.
Right, and watching what he had to go through, especially being out of town and dealing with it, it was a true nightmare for him as well. So yes, that wallet is going to be an excellent idea and something that I would suggest for everyone.
Yeah, no, we appreciate these tips, man, and definitely look forward to having you come back on next week and drop some more knowledge on us.
Okay, I appreciate it, and thank you again for having me.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. Want to say thank you to all the guests that came on, Sonia Kilji. You can check her out. She has her own website, soniakilji.com. I believe we'll have a link to that. Also, her Instagram. Definitely giving some motivation and inspiring posts just about every day. So great content there. Also, go to People's Choice Beef Jerky. If you're a beef jerky fan like I am, you know, it's time to ditch the gas station beef jerky. This is taking it to a whole nother level. So many different flavors, and just the fact that you're supporting a family-owned business as well always kind of puts a smile on my face. So check them out. Thank you to Mark from People's Choice Beef Jerky for joining us. Also, thank you to Dennis for coming on with the style tip of the week. And I always appreciate the contribution that Darius makes to the show too, with the business information. That's always needed. Just some good reminders for us week after week. Guys, if you like this content, why don't you go ahead and subscribe to the show? What this does is allow the show to come to you every week. We have a new episode every Monday at 3 p.m. Also, if you get a chance, it'll probably take, I don't know, 30 seconds to a minute out of your day. Go ahead and leave us a rating and a review on iTunes, and this will help us to be able to spread this podcast and get the word out to other people that are interested in the gentleman's lifestyle or entrepreneurship, or people who are just enthusiastic about fashion, or just want to listen to something interesting while they're at work, working out at the gym, or on the go. You know, myself personally, I listen to a lot of podcasts when I'm in the car, commuting across town, going from here to there, or going on long trips. So, you know, you can always take us with you guys. Don't forget that. We just want to say thank you once again for you listening. Thanks to our producer. She does an amazing job. Thank you, Deandra. Until next time, guys, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club, where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.